Welcome to the latest episode of Biker Dad. We have a lot going on across the country here in the United States and across the border in Canada even. We have some breaking news of a biker dad to be cut down in the prime of his life. Also some uplifting stories from right here on coastal Alabama to across the country. And we're going to get started with that biker dad to be who died in a crash earlier this month. And we're just getting some details about how this happened. Sahil Kapoor was just a few months away from being a first-time dad when he was cut down on that smoke-covered Canadian highway, just 31 years old, and he died trying to help his biker brothers. All of this is according to a GoFundMe page set up to help his family. He was on his first long ride on his new motorcycle with a riding group called the YEG Mavericks. They tell us they are actually burying their friend Saturday. A grass fire caused the highway to be covered in smoke, and the bikers couldn't see where they were going. Two of them crashed, but were okay, and Sahil and others were trying to get the bikes off the road. That's when they say a pickup barreled through speeding and hit Kapoor in all of that smoke. His wife is 6 months pregnant, and according to the GoFundMe page, all of the dreams of the family were shattered on that afternoon of May 1st, 2021. The motorcycle group is also planning a memorial ride in his honor. You can get all the details on this story and how to help the family. Go to biker-dad.com or just follow us on Facebook at TV Biker Dad. Double tragedy for a motorcycle family in Colorado. That's where Diane Everett was riding in a memorial ride for her own son who died just about a month ago in a motorcycle crash. She was actually riding his Honda CBR with a large group of other riders, about 100 of them, when she got spooked by a horse on the side of the road and crashed. The family says that they were just devastated. Her daughter-in-law Jessica Fordman wrote on a fundraiser page, on May 15th, there was a memorial ride planned to celebrate Michael's life. The second it was planned, Diane knew she would ride Michael's bike in it. She wanted to celebrate her son's life doing something they both had a passion for. The family says they find some comfort that the mother and son are back together in heaven, but they are just devastated, and they're financially devastated too to pay for two funerals in a month. There's also a GoFundMe page set up for them. You can find that on the Biker Dad blog as well. Now, a few inspiring stories in the biker community. Dozens of bikers rolled out to show support for a boy with special needs in Pennsylvania. 9-year-old Jameson's mom put the call out on Facebook asking all the bikers who could to show up on Friday to show her baby support for his birthday. Jameson turned 9 years old. He has a heart condition and developmental delays that stop him from being able to do a lot of things. But one of the things he is able to do is love motorcycles. And bikers answered the call, and boy did they. Dozens of them roaring past the little boy's house and warming their hearts, as well as revving their engine. His mother, Tanya Stonelake, posted pictures and video online on her Facebook page and says the family is overwhelmed.
Say thank you.
Thank you, my girlfriend.
Say we love you.
I love you. And I'm going to be on a
That was little Jameson thanking the bikers and telling everybody how he's going to be on the news. You can see more video and pictures at biker-dad.com. Now, this is some video. You'll have to go to biker-dad.com to watch it, but it's insane. This woman named Ms. Deanna Smith in Indiana is going down an Indiana highway, thankfully in her car and not on a motorcycle, when a stray wheel just comes barreling at her car. She is able to avoid it, but the car right next to her is not. This Toyota RAV4 hits the wheel and does like a Michael Bay type of Transformers movie crash that you would only see in Hollywood, but this happened in real life. The video is insane, and thankfully, again, it didn't hit a biker. Here's some sound from it. So what you're hearing there is her seeing this truck flip over, do a somersault, land on its top, and then just slide down the highway. According to the post on Facebook, the driver of that car was okay, which is crazy. Again, you can watch that video on the Biker Dad blog. next story has just been blowing up the Biker Dad blog. Thousands and thousands of people have read the story and watched this video on biker-dad.com. It's happening in Ocala, Florida, where a biker apparently made this guy angry, a guy in a pickup truck, because he was going too fast in the neighborhood. But then things got out of hand when the biker pulled over, and then the guy got out of his truck. When he got out of his truck, he forgot to put the thing in park, and it started to roll off. And then he jumped in the truck and put it in park. And then he got back out and started pushing the biker. And here's what happened next. You can listen into it. So when police arrived, they took one look at this video and charged the truck driver with battery. It clearly shows that he's the aggressor in all of this. You can see the video for yourself at biker-dad.com, and just follow me on Facebook and you'll see it there as well. Police in Temple Hills, Maryland are looking for a driver who slammed into a motorcycle then took off. The video is just totally frightening. It shows a white sedan pulling out in front of the bike hitting the side of it, the rider and a passenger flipping over the car. You even see a red shoe fly 50 yards or so from the scene right into the front of the camera that's recording the whole thing. The camera also caught the audio, which is pretty scary in itself. The police are still searching for that white sedan. You can see the video on the Biker Dad blog and the Biker Dad Facebook page. And this one is one straight from the "that doesn't sound like a very good idea" file. A man in Pennsylvania is accused of targeting the Pagans Motorcycle Club president. The Pagans is one of those one percenter groups, in case you aren't aware. But he also is accused of murdering a couple with an AR-15, just assassinating them in their own driveway when they got home from a motorcycle ride. Police say he killed them by unloading an AR-15 as they rolled up onto their property. 53-year-old Victor Staben is now charged with double homicide and is suspected in a rash of bizarre and violent behavior over a few days, according to a report by KDKA Television. Mara Casal and Jacob Erdelak were found shot to death on Monday. Police say Staben had a beef with Erdelak, and he was led before cameras by police. And when he was led before those cameras, he only told reporters it was payback. You can see video of that on the Biker Dad blog. KDKA also reports that Staben is accused of firebombing a car and shooting up three other homes, accused of unloading two full rounds of magazines into a home owned by suspected Pagans Motorcycle Club president Dennis Katona. Doesn't sound like he is going to have a good time in jail. All right, and we'll end this week's podcast on a high note. Right here in Bay Minette, Alabama, I was honored to go on this Patriot Guard mission this week, where we honored a 100-year-old World War II veteran on his birthday. When Henry Leo Burgess was born, Warren G. Harding was president. He's now seen 17 presidents come and go in the White House. Born in 1921, the World War II veteran hit a major milestone when he turned 100 a few days ago. Not only did four generations of his family show up to the William F. Green Veterans Home in Bay Minette, Alabama to celebrate, so did dozens of bikers. And along with Patriot Guard riders, first responders also paraded past the war hero as he saluted. His family was all smiles and thanked everyone for coming out. In fact, his son invited them all back for his 200th birthday party. Take a listen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
An amazing tribute, dozens of bikers from the Patriot Guard and other riders, and the family was all smiles on the side of the road.
Commander of the American Legion, Post 99, Foley, Alabama, presented to Mr. Henry Leo Burgess. This appointment given on this 21st day of May, 2021, is in recognition of your time serving in the military of the United States of America, and in honor of a major milestone of celebrating your 100th birthday. Signed, Don Madden, Commander, American Legion Post 99.
All right, if you like stories like these, hit the subscribe button on the Biker Dad Podcast and follow us on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even the TikTok. Just search for @TVBikerDad. For now, this is Chris Best for the Biker Dad Blog and the Biker Dad Podcast. Be careful out there. Follow me on social media. Hit subscribe on the podcast. Thank you very much and be safe. This is not a podcast about motorcycles. Okay, well, it has a lot of motorcycles in it. But deep down, it's really a show about people who use their passion for motorcycles to make their communities better, safer, and stronger. And some people just doing crazy biker stuff, too. This week, that community service is in full spotlight because it was all about Memorial Day.